Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here the Browns sit after the trade deadline, and they didn't pick up any draft pick of significance. They moved up, 30 to 60 spots late in the draft. So what they picked up was a little bit of draft capital for a guy that wasn't playing for them, Joe Tryon Shoyenka. So, okay. Instead, the New York Jets, Andy, with a record of 1-7, think, well, we're done this year. Mm-hmm. But traded two guys who were part of things there. Sauce Gardner has a contract. He could have stuck around. They could have kept him. But they pulled the plug and picked up two first and a wide receiver who might actually contribute for them. And then they get rid of Quinnen Williams to Dallas, get a second in this coming draft and a first and a young defensive tackle that they can plug right in. Who would you rather be today, Browns fans? Would you rather be the Browns standing pat, or would you have rather, let's just say, traded Denzel Ward?
No.
Picked up a first. Because you got two number ones for Sauce. You probably would have been able to get at least one for Denzel, a couple of picks. Would you have traded Myles Garrett? Picked up a couple of number ones. I mean, that's basically what the Jets did. They traded their version of Myles Garrett and their version of Denzel Ward.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, the Jets are naturally on a course for that. Did they have other options to maybe pick up another first-round draft pick? And could they have done that after this? First of all, their fan base is probably not happy at all. I mean, they're probably not happy because they only have one win. I understand what they did for their future because, we kicked it around here.
They have five number ones in the next two drafts.
And we have, three number ones?
We have three.
Okay. But who knows?
Each team has two number ones in this upcoming draft. But the Jets have tons of ammo now. And they clearly need a quarterback. Justin Fields is playing quarterback for them.
Right.
He's there. If they decide that there's a guy that they want at quarterback, they have more than enough draft capital to go up and get him, unless the team that they would have to trade with also needs quarterback.
I'm okay. I didn't want the Browns to trade Myles Garrett, even though if somebody would have knocked on the door and said three first-round picks, I probably would have done it. It's easy for me to say that because, again, you're looking at cap implications and you got other things that, like, common man like us don't really think about. We don't really want to talk about. And just we're like, okay, fix the math on this, right? Isn't that what we're saying? Just fix the math. And so I'm sure there's more to it than just if you were trying to. But, if you were looking at three first-round picks for that, and are you saying with Denzel that if somebody would have offered you a fourth first-round pick, then you'd be sitting on six – seven, you'd be sitting on a ton of first-round picks. You could rebuild your team in 2 years.
Who would you rather be today?
I think I'd rather be the Browns just because I think the Browns' defense, you don't have to fix that side of the ball. You have to fix the offense, and you're going to have the opportunity with two first-round picks next year.
And a lot of additional picks that you could slide up to the third or fourth four. If you like somebody there.
Yeah, I kind of like where the Browns are. Now, I asked me on Monday. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we'll see who wins or loses. They brought this up on the morning show, too, about Indianapolis' side of that trade. Do you believe that Daniel Jones is their franchise quarterback?
Might be. They have Anthony Richardson sitting there, but if you're them, how do you walk away from Daniel Jones right now? And see, that I would rather be the Browns today because I got to be honest. I think their defense is pretty good. I'm not going to say it's great. You can start really impacting wins and losses more than they've done so far. I think that can be a great defense. They've still only won two games. So if the defense was great, I'm still thinking even with the offense, they'd have won a few more games.
Mm-hmm.
But I want Miles to be here for the rest of his career. he signed to be here for the rest of his career or close to it. He's under contract. Denzel, under contract, really good at what he does. I don't think you necessarily get better, Andy. In fact, I don't, by trading top-notch talent. But the Jets were in a spot and in a market where it wasn't working. And maybe it was time to pull the plug. Remember, they have a first-year GM, too. So he's not attached to those guys. Matt's in Brimfield, home of those Field Falcons. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, well, Matt, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. I was thinking as we come to the, essentially the midpoint, and we all took a little break. I keep coming back to, like, we look at not just our rookie quarterbacks, but a rookie quarterback next year, and I just do not want to drop them into this offense. And not just the offensive play call. I do not want to drop him into this offensive line and these receivers and expect them to do well and expect, and considering how the fan base and the media, local and national media is treating the rookie, like the rookie quarterback right now, it's like nobody's ever seen a rookie quarterback struggle before. Just go to Tennessee if you literally want to see it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with a first round one? And I'm like, I do not want, I mean, I'm all for the first pick, one of the Utah tackles, the second pick, the other Utah tackle, and then the best wide receiver. They have to improve the talent if they want to get the best out of any rookie quarterback, unless that guy's transcendent. And if he's transcendent, I don't know he's still going to do well, because you got a 50-50 chance that you're wrong in the first round anyway on a quarterback. And the other thing I look at is we were told how bad Tyler Huntley is. What did Tyler Huntley do when he had to start? He went out there and efficiently won the game for Baltimore when Jackson was out. So I'm like, you have to build up everything else. I've listened to the fanboys and fangirls in the national media on your station wax poetically about Sanders, and I keep coming back to, do we know if he can even call a play, that it's taken him this long to catch up? And you're going to base, hopes on that? And now I get to my daily
Or on Dylan Gabriel, Matt.
But my point is, they had no problem sacrificing Dylan Gabriel to this offense and Flacco. Those guys, Flacco and Gabriel, took the bullets for those first six games, for going overseas for a game and to go to Pittsburgh. So the schedule gets easier now, and I give Gabriel 2 games, but then I would seriously consider Bailey Zappe. Now, just hear me out for 1 second on this.
Matt, wrap it up quick.
Okay. So everybody goes back to college. Well, Zappe holds the record for most touchdown passes at Western Kentucky, 62 in a season.
Oh, he was nuts there. Matt, thank you for the phone call. We're not going to do a campaign for Bailey Zappe. I get it. If Bailey had...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To play, he's competent.
Yeah.
He's been a competent quarterback in the NFL. Competent is different than good. So you never know, though. But yes, he was very good in college.
Yeah, I don't sit here and argue about that. I don't think anybody wants to do that. And there probably is going to be a chance where Bailey Zappe is going to be starting some games this year. The other thing that no one wants to stop.
Well, maybe, especially if Shedeur Sanders' back is.
That's the point. Yeah. Like, I don't think. How bad is his back?
I don't know. You might.
Maybe
you
someone will ask Kevin again today about
you
it.
You truly might not get a look at Shedeur Sanders this year. Even if.
I do think they want to see what he looks like at some point.
Maybe.
You know what? It may not be Kevin that wants to see it. Kevin was kind of terse earlier in the week, I think is the right word to use.
Kevin hasn't had much to say about Shedeur.
No, but I don't think Kevin...
It's not my focus right now.
But Kevin would probably say that about anybody else, too.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Kevin doesn't like to go over the top about people, and he'll never cut one of his players. So, cut as in verbally.
Yeah.
You know, he just doesn't, that's not who he is. And I think that that's one of the reasons players do like him.
Gerald is in West Virginia. What part of the fine state of West Virginia there, Gerald?
I'm down by Wheeling. I work in West Virginia, so I travel all over it.
Very nice. Wheeling's a fine town.
Yeah. So I just got a couple points here. I wouldn't have minded either way, whether they trade some of their assets for picks or keep them. Like I said, you're losing a lot of games either way. You know, Myles Garrett's a terrific player. I mean, Denzel Ward is a terrific player, and I think Denzel Ward is better than Sauce Gardner. I'm not really sure how other teams view it, but I think Denzel Ward is as good as it gets as a corner. And I think now that the deadline has passed, I almost kind of see what I think Andrew Berry might be wanting to do. And don't hate me for this, but I do think I just have a feeling that there's a very strong possibility they could turn to Deshaun Watson at the beginning of next year, just a veteran presence, but use the draft picks that they have now to maybe just go out and build the team as a whole. I think there's a chance they might not focus at quarterback on this next draft. They might worry about building their trenches, taking care of that offense, and then putting Deshaun out there just to roll into the dice and see what you get. But
Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders on the roster now, if they're both on next year, what you just said, I don't think is outside of the realm of possibility. I really don't. I was just sitting here thinking this whole quarterback thing could have a completely different twist next year, or it could be the three of the four guys who are on the team right now, and that includes Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it almost seems like it just kind of seems unlikely to see Shedeur for quite a while, and then if they do activate Deshaun this year, I don't know, but I could totally see Deshaun Watson coming out next year, week one. Thank you.
All right, Gerald. Andy, you and I have said that all along. He's here.
I'm just looking at his numbers for next year.
You're paying him.
His base for next year is $46
million. Which is no longer, by the way, outrageous for a quarterback.
No, I'm just...
Except it's outrageous for a quarterback who hasn't produced.
Just looking at those numbers that they owe him for next year. So the cap hit next year is, what, $80 million? And dead cap is $131 million. It's not as bad as it's been in the past, though.
And that's the last year of the deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the deal could run, though, through 29. I mean, if you wanted it to. It's void. It's voided for 28 and 29. He's unrestricted in 27. So, yeah. Wow. It's a lot of money to not play, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, Andy. It certainly is. Fam is in Cleveland. Is that right, Fam?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, good. Is Fam you. Short for something? What is it?
No, it's just Sam.
Oh, Sam. Okay.
We thought it was Corrales, a young guy with bad hearing, apparently. Sorry,
I thought
Sam.
It was like some kind of cool nickname. You're like, oh, this guy's a real family man or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get to the quarterbacks, but real quick, I'll just say what the Jets did yesterday.
Yeah.
I would say, honestly, watch out for them because maybe their GM is actually smart. And the reason I'm saying he's smart is because defense is not going to win in the AFC. You have to go through Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar. And what happens in every playoff, especially the AFC championship, it's a shootout, right? You're not going to win. Like, defense doesn't matter there. You have to have an offense that can score 40 points to even get to the Super Bowl in the AFC. So I totally understand that. The Browns, in my opinion, they should have, you know, did exactly what the Jets did because they don't have any type of offense at all. A great defense, 2-6, whoop-de-doo. Okay, now to my real point. So with Shedeur and Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, to my real point with Shedeur and Dylan. So Shedeur, I think Mary Kay has kind of laid it out why he's not playing. And yesterday when she mentioned in her last sentence, the Browns need to be able to trust him. And then she's also mentioned his accuracy is his, you know, superpower. And it's not just accuracy, it's the ball placement. But she mentioned it before as well. It's getting to that point. And so the Browns clearly are saying he's not able to read the defense and know where to go with the ball. Now, what makes Shedeur so good, and especially Travis in college, Travis Hunter, he has the best ball skills I've ever seen in my life. And so Shedeur, you know, he can lock on
Travis
to one
Hunter
receiver.
Does. And if you watch, and Sam, sounds like you have, If you watch tape of Shador last year with Travis Hunter, there were so many balls where he just threw the ball up and Travis went and got it. Just what you're talking about.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get at here. So Shador, if the Browns just had a receiver like Travis that had those ball skills, Shador could lock onto them and use his elite accuracy, right? And he's going to get chunks of yards down the field. But the Browns don't have that. So you have to go through this timing offense, which does fit Dylan more. But there's also not going to be any explosive plays. So in order to play Shador, I feel like you have to have that receiver that can be elite with those ball skills. And then Shador could have four touchdowns every game. You know, just, yeah. That's what I got to say.
So all right, Sam. And we don't have that receiver. Not right now. Maybe not ever. Maybe not ever.
Yeah. I'm just kind of spinning my head on the whole thing because I don't know what to expect because we haven't seen him play it. So we saw a couple of preseason games, but those don't mean anything.
It's going to be on display. Would you rather be the Jets or the Browns? Jets are the opponent on Sunday. Browns are favored. Browns are 2-6, and they're favored. Think about that. They're 2-6. They can't score, and they're favored. That's where the Jets are, folks. But boy, it's an intriguing situation where they might be sitting with all those picks coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.